This is For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon all the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the last of them, Muhammadul Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who followed their path. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about psychological diseases within our society and within ourselves and how we should tackle them. We were talking about having mental peace and to be secure in our characteristics. And we also mentioned some verses from the Noble Quran. Let us see what the Quran says when it comes to mental peace. The Quran considers steadiness and security to be the characteristics of those whose hearts are full of faith. Mental peace and security are qualities of those who have faith and who have not drawn a veil of wrongdoing over their faith. Chapter 6, verse 82. Another verse from the Noble Quran says, Lo, fear and sorrow do not affect the friends of God, O the Allah. Chapter 10, verse 62. In a sermon on the benefits of remembrance of Allah, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, he says and describes the characteristics of godly human beings. He says, Allah the Exalted has made His remembrance the light and burnish of the hearts. It is by the means of His remembrance that the hearts recover their hearing after being deaf, regain their sight after being blind, and become soft and tractable after being savage and rebellious. It has always been the case that in periods of spiritual turbulence, from time to time, Allah Almighty has confided His inspiration, His ilham, to the thoughts of His sublime servants and spoken to them through their intellects. The state of people possessing faith is not at all comparable with the condition of materialistic and irreligious persons in encounter with life's different troubles and difficulties and its bitter experiences, for the two are as part as the earth and the sky. When you have faith, dear brothers and sisters, that faith will help you.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
When you have faith, that faith will give you the power you need to rely upon another power, which is the main source of all creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that everything would go well. You know that He is the all-watchful. Huwa al-qareeb. He's the one who sees everything. So all your difficulties is present in front of Him. The state of people possessing faith is not at all comparable with the condition of those who do not have faith. During the Prophet's time, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, one of the Muslim women in Medina received the news of the loss of three of her close relatives in the Battle of Uhud. She set out on a camel to the scene of battle to bring the bodies of the martyrs. Having led the lifeless and bloody bodies of her dear ones on the camel, she was returning to Medina when on the way she met one of the wives of the Holy Prophet. The Prophet's wife, who was concerned about the Prophet's welfare, asked her if she knew anything in this regard. That woman, as she held the reins of her camel and blood dripped to the ground from the bodies that it carried, answered with a serenity and calmness that sprung from her firm and steady faith, "I have glad news for you. The Prophet hasn't suffered any harm in the battle, and every lesser grief is tolerable in front of such a great and precious blessing." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this woman companion of the Prophet for her faith and belief. The Prophet's wife asked her, "Whose bodies are these?" She answered, "One of them is my husband's, another is that of my son, and the third one belongs to my brother. I am taking them to Medina to bury them." What agent except fate could give such indescribable serenity and calm to this soul? Another writer by the name of Rosset says, "If we were immortal, we would all be miserable. No doubt it is hard to die, but it is sweet to think that we shall not live forever, and that a better life would put an end to the sorrows of this world. If we had the offer of immortality here below, who would accept the sorrowful gift? What resources, what hopes, what consolation would be left against the cruelties of fate and man's injustice? The ignorant man never looks before. He knows little of the value of life and does not fear to lose it. The wise man sees things of greater worth and prefers them to it. Half knowledge and sham wisdom set us thinking about death and what lies beyond it. And they who create the worst of our ills." These thoughts, dear brothers and sisters, that what lies beyond death, these are the ones who create the worst of our ills if we are ignorant, if we have not studied or done our research or have asked those who know about what lies after death. That ignorance would give us anxiety and other stress and psychological diseases. The wise man bears life's ills all the better because he knows he must die. So one day, all of us would die. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah have we come, and to Allah shall we return. That's all for today's program, dear brothers and sisters. I hope that you enjoyed the program. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.
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 Oh,
your love is all I need. To be all I can.
what you mean to me.
Cause your love is so
lovely.
To be all I can
be.
And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.